Quiet, Pat.
Shh, shush, shush, shush.
I don't want you to say a word. In fact, that's the whole point. You can be such a little chatterbox and, well, I really do love my peace and quiet. What do you think, babe?
Oh, I think it looks like a very good pet. Useful for many things, I imagine, but probably not conversation.
Indeed. I don't need to talk about the weather with my pet,
Mm-mm.
or hear gossip, or discuss current events or politics.
No, you don't want a pet's opinions about movies, TV shows.
Exactly. I have other people for that. Like you, babe.
Come here. But it is a useful pet, nonetheless.
Yes, pet. I enjoy your company, being with you, touching you, teasing you, keeping you as my little pet.
Our little pet today.
Yes, ours. But pets don't talk now, do they? It's one of the things I like about them most.
Silent companionship.
Perfectly put. So today, we're going to do a little gag training. We are going to help you be a much better pet for us.
An adorable, silent companion.
Would you like that? Shh, 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 shh. No words. Just nod for me, pet.
Oh, so obedient. And look at that enthusiastic nodding. So eager.
I thought so. So let's see what we have here. Okay, pet. Open wide.
What a good choice. These dirty panties of mine are going to be just perfect for a little mouth pecking.
There we go. Nice and full.
Just muffled words and whimpers.
Perfect. And now, we need to make sure they stay put, don't we, pet? So let's just tear off a strip of nice, sticky tape and press it right over your lips.
Oh, I love how that looks.
And maybe another. What do you think?
I think it's adorable.
And just one more.
Oh, that was the right choice, babe. Doesn't it look wonderful, all taped up for us?
What was that? It's so hard to understand you, pet. But that's okay. Whatever it is, I'm sure it can wait.
The other thing I really like is the way we can still see the shape of your lips under the tape. Touching them. Playing with them.
Doesn't that feel nice?
Oh, I do love those little whimpers it makes. And the way it presses its taped face against my fingers when I touch it.
Good whimpering, pet. So many other things I know you love to do with your mouth.
Oh, I bet.
But you can't, can you, pet?
But I can play with your taped lips and cheeks. And that makes me smile.
And even if I lean over and kiss you, You can't even feel it on your lips, can you?
Poor little pet. Can't even feel a kiss.
Maybe I should take out a marker.
Yes.
And draw some cute little lips on the tape.
Yes, that's an excellent idea.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Oh, it would be. Oh, that would be so cute. Or maybe you should write something.
Yes. So many ideas. So much fun to be had.
So fun.
Plus, we can keep that gag on pretty much all day, can't we, Pet?
It doesn't seem too hard on the jaw. It really does look good on you, Pet.
So that is our first gag.
Definitely one of my favorites. Okay, take it off.
That's it. Stretch your jaw a little bit.
Yes, yes. Here, take a sip of water. I know that one can dry you out a bit. I've had it in myself.
But this next gag, this one is going to have a very different effect.
Ooh.
Now open wide. There we go. Let's just buckle this one nice and tight.
Yes, get it tight. Oh, that looks perfect. A bright red ball stuffed in your mouth. And with that tight, tight leather strap holding it in place.
Hold on. Let me just tighten that one more notch.
No. Oh, hush, Pet. There's no point in gagging you if we aren't going to do it properly, is there?
What's that? Too tight.
Too tight? Oh, shh. You'll get used to it, Pet.
No, we're not going to loosen it.
No.
Hush.
Oh, this one is just so classic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's just something about a ball gag that screams bondage.
And doesn't it wear it so well?
I love how its lips wrap around it.
Oh, so do I.
And the color is just so...
So vibrant.
Vibrant. Now, when I trace my fingertip over its lips, it can definitely feel it. Can't you, Pet?
Isn't that nice? It looks a little bit silly, too. Our silly, gagged pet.
Almost like a clown. But instead of a big red nose, you have a big red gag.
Yes, a big red nose gag. Oh, like a silly bondage clown.
Oh, does that embarrass you?
Oh,
good.
Look, you're blushing.
You're so much more adorable when you're feeling ashamed.
Oh, isn't it just? And look, I can see it starting to have an effect. Oh, Pet, what are you doing? Please, you're trying to stretch your jaw a bit. Is it getting a little bit sore for you?
I picked a nice big ball gag to make sure it wasn't too comfortable.
Good choice, babe.
After all, we do want it to feel gagged. Right, Pet?
Oh, it whimpers so beautifully. And oh my, look at that.
Our silly little pet is starting to drool a little bit.
How silly little drooly pet. Oh, now that must feel extra embarrassing. Can you imagine? Not even able to control its bodily functions.
How does it feel? Messy, I bet.
Oh, pet, I'm sure you'd love to wipe that drool off your chin, wouldn't you?
I guess it's a good thing I tied you up first, isn't it?
Oh, yes, there we go. Watch it squirm. Watch it squirm like a good little tied up, gagged pet.
Oh. It's becoming like a little fountain, isn't it?
Messy, messy, messy.
And now, when I wipe my finger across your chin and scoop up a bit of that drool, wouldn't it be fun to wipe it right there on the tip of your nose? No?
Well, I think it would. Oh, pet. And since you're the bound and gagged one, you don't really get much of a say.
There we go.
Oh, that must feel so humiliating. Mm-hmm. Such a messy pet for us. Oh, stop shaking your head. If you would just stop drooling, you wouldn't make such a mess.
But I do love sliding my fingers over its drool-covered lips. It's so sensual.
Ah, yes. Oh, I bet that feels nice, pet, doesn't it?
Well, that gag is going to take some practice if you're going to wear it for a long period of time.
Agreed.
So, let's unbuckle it for now.
Oh, I love the marks the straps leave in the corners of its mouth. Oh, pet. Oh, I would clean you up a bit, but knowing what's coming next, there really is no point.
None at all. Now open wide, pet. Wider. There.
Now, this one is a ring gag. We need to be very careful. We don't want to chip a tooth or anything.
There we go. It goes right behind your teeth, forcing your mouth open nice and wide.
That's right, nice and wide. Lips available. Yum. And this nice big hole for us to play with.
And listen to that. Such desperate little sounds it can make now. But so hard to understand.
I love that.
Okay, let me finish buckling this on. There we go. Oh, pet, are you drooling again already?
It is so drooly. So drooly. Oh, so messy. What I like about this one, though, is that we can play with the inside of your mouth as well.
I can press my finger against your tongue like this. Push it down your throat a bit. Invade your mouth.
And I can even slide this dildo in.
Oh. It just barely fits through that ring.
I know. And if I press it in just a bit, you can feel it fill your mouth and keep you nice and quiet. And pet, if I slide it in a little deeper.
Nice and slowly. It fills you more.
And more.
And more.
Oh, yes. Until... There we go.
Until you, it gives us a little choke. Good pet.
Such a good pet. Oh, do you think it's too mean if I slide it in and out and in and out?
Not at all. You can fuck its face like our good little gagged pet.
Yes. No sucking required.
No lips needed.
Just me and you slowly fucking its face with this nice little dildo.
See, I knew all that drool would come in handy.
Right, getting it all wet and slippery.
Such a good little pet.
In and out.
In and out.
Oh, pet, just relax. It will make this all go much easier.
Okay, pet. Enough face fucking.
Oh, really? Okay, I suppose. Give me a kiss for a second. Thank you for this. It's lots of fun. Yes, if we stop with the face fucking, I guess that is a whole different kind of training that we should possibly leave for another day.
Now let's get this one off. Let me just unbuckle it and hold on. It's a bit tricky.
Open a little bit wider, pet. We do have to be careful. That steel ring is very unforgiving, you know?
Let me rub your jaw a little bit. We've really been giving it quite a workout, haven't we?
Oh, sure, you're so good to your pet. Rubbing its jaw so gently. No. No words.
Just nod, pet.
Yes. Now, how about this one? This one is a nice flat panel gag. It's going to cover your mouth completely. And it's got a surprise. Inside, there's a little black rubber ball.
Open up and let me strap this on. There we go. In the front, it has this nice little silver nipple. And if I attach this tube and this pump...
Then you'll start to feel the ball in your mouth start getting bigger.
And bigger.
And bigger.
Oh my, look at that. Its cheeks are getting all puffy.
Our messy pet with the puffy cheeks. Like a chipmunk.
Oh, how adorable.
Oh, so messy and puffy. It seems to be very effective at keeping you quiet. And it doesn't stretch your jaw quite as much, does it, pet?
No. We can't really understand you, pet.
Well, never mind, I suppose. I love how it looks anyway.
So strict.
So filling.
Face covered.
Cheeks bulging.
So very quiet.
It really does make its eyes so much more expressive when that's the only thing it can move.
It must feel so invasive, having every bit of its mouth filled, pressed, covered in rubber.
Oh, it must. And it really is a joy to see it happen.
It must make you feel so helpless to be silent, Pet.
Oh, Pet. Oh, Pet. I think this one could stay on for a while. A long while.
It could.
Delightful. Oh, it's so hard to choose between all of them.
So many options. Okay, let me deflate this one.
So soon already. Yeah, I suppose.
All right, and unbuckling it. Now open up and let me slide that out for you, Pet.
You're doing so well. Both of you, in fact, but good Pet.
Okay. Let's just try one more. This one's going to be a bit of a challenge. Now.
Oh, I can't wait to see this one then.
Take a look at this.
Ah. Well, at first glance, it looks a bit like the last one. A nice black panel with straps. But instead of a nice inflatable ball...
it lets me attach a long, thick silicone cock.
Oh, so mean. So very mean. Can I pick it?
Of course.
Let's see. So many choices. How about this one? It's only about 5 inches. I think Pet can handle that, don't you? And it's not too thick either.
I think so. But it's probably going to find it more uncomfortable than it imagines. It isn't much bigger than the one it was sucking on before.
Yes. Yeah, that's the funny thing about these, isn't it? Once it's inserted and down your throat and locked in you, the funny thing is, it starts to feel more and more invasive.
And unlike that other cock, it won't move.
It won't. No in and out.
Now open up.
Don't look so worried. Oh, there we go. Nice and slow.
Breathe through your nose.
Shh, there's a good Pet. Shh,
try not to choke.
Shh, that's good. That's good. We've got you. Just relax. Let it slip inside your mouth and rest against the back of your throat.
I'm just going to hold it right here for a moment and let you get used to the sensation.
And I'll stroke your hair and even brush your little tears away. Oh, shush, we
so
don't have
cute.
Much further to go. I know, right?
Just breathe.
Yes, breathe. That's a good Pet. Just a little bit more.
Try not to gag. good pet.
You said try not to gag. That's funny. Just a little bit more.
Now hold still while I buckle it.
Nice. This is the toughest one yet, isn't it, pet?
It's surprising how deeply it can affect you.
Yeah, I know how it feels. That big, thick cock stuffed in your mouth, forcing you to keep very still and very quiet.
I think it may be my favorite so far. What's that?
Shh, 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 shh.
Try not to gag on it.
We know it's challenging.
I think we need to leave this one on for a little while.
Yeah, I think so. I think it needs to get used to it.
We're going to teach it how to wear each of them for us for longer and longer periods.
What a good idea. And we're going to start with this one, right?
Exactly. Now, babe, how about you and I have a nice glass of wine? Pet can just sit here with us, nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet. With a 5-inch cock down their throat. Oh, we'll let you know when we're ready to remove it. Just settle in for a bit.
The longer it takes us to finish the bottle, the longer you're going to stay gagged for us. So try to keep quiet and not interrupt.
Oh, that's a good pet.
Now let's see. Where were we?